Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie Weaver. I'm your host. I am so happy to be back. If you're listening live, it's the 18th of February at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you and thank you for joining us. I want to let you know that you can find us over in the chat room by heading over to 12radio.com. That's number one, number 2radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. It's a private group, so you'll need to join it. But you'll see my banner there at the top of the page. You'll see other people chatting there. That is a great place to leave a comment or ask a question or just say hello. I also want you to know that I am live streaming this event. You can find the live stream by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button. And no, none of that. What? I'm out of practice. You can find that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook and look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic. So that's the way to do it. I can't think of a time that I have missed two shows in a row. Like in the whole, 13 years I've been over here at 12 Radio? Two in a row, man. That's crazy. I had the flu, I think, or COVID. I never had a test. It sounds crazy to say it, but I was too sick to go to the doctor. Maybe I wasn't sick enough. Maybe if I was that sick. The problem mostly probably is that Scott was sicker than I was. And so we weren't good support to each other very much. We tried, but goodness sake, we were both so freaking sick. So, no, I did not get immunized this year. Yes, I absolutely should have. Oh my gosh, this has been a nightmare. So, one weekend would have been last Tuesday. I got sick on Monday night, so woke up Tuesday morning and just could not, couldn't do the show. I was just way too sick. And then last week, I was getting better, but still coughing a lot. So, I'm still coughing. So, I'm going to be heavy on the mute button. I don't know if this is going to be an hour-long show today. I'm not sure what to expect. I've been back to true crime for a week, but it's very different when you have a co-host that's carrying half the load and is available to fill space if you're going to mute yourself for a minute to cough or, you need to do something for yourself. So it's a little different to have an hour-long conversation with yourself. So we'll see how far we make it. I did record a solar plexus meditation for us this morning to listen to give myself a little bit of a break. And also because that's our topic today is the solar plexus. So anyhow, we'll see. We'll find out. I don't know. But thank you all. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the sweet notes that I've received. I know I worried everybody a little bit and I apologize for that. I didn't even publish Luminous. I did nothing. I did the Daily Dish. I did the Daily Dish every single day, which, honestly, is a miracle for how I was feeling, but I wanted to not interrupt absolutely everything in my life, and I still worked to the degree that I could, sometimes only in chat, because my voice wasn't always very palatable, but life goes on. Here we are. It's all good. I didn't leave my house for 12 days. I finally, last Friday night, went to my sister Christy's house for a little gathering with our favorite cousin. And that was the first time I've left the house in all those days. And then Saturday was the baby shower for our great niece that's on the way that'll be born in April. So that was very exciting. And my kids all came home. Mars was actually home for a week. She just left yesterday. She came home for several big doings, but partly because her dog was getting spayed. And I made her be in charge of it. I just wanted her to be in charge of making the appointment, helping pay for it, take care of her, be in charge of a transition like that for Nellie. So she came home last Tuesday and took her in Wednesday morning and she got spayed and she's doing great. Our biggest challenge is keeping her from doing parkour on the furniture all the time because she's a big long dog with a big, actually her incision's tiny. I don't know if you've had a pet spayed recently, but man, our last Basset Hounds, their incisions were huge on their tummies and were really hard to heal. And Nell is not even, She's been tired, and the pain medicine she still gets every day, yesterday was the last day of it, has really wiped her out. She hasn't been nearly as energetic as usual, but when she is energetic, oh my Lord, trying to keep her from leaping around on the furniture and over the back of the couch and stuff. Oh, nothing slows that wild woman down. Nothing. So I am going to work on some hot tea while we talk so that I don't know, have a better chance. I do have to tell you one thing that happened that is kind of horrific and funny all at the same time. But, when you're really sick and you're just kind of in survival mode and you've both had a shit ton of medicine and so everybody's a little loopy. So Scott was, this was early on in this when we were both like really super sick. And Scott was laying in his recliner, and Nellie is always in his face, on top of him, demanding more pets and cuddles. And, Scott is her favorite human in the world. It's a battle between him and Mars to see who she likes the most. But she was kind of laying up in his face, per normal, and he had a horrible coughing fit that resulted in him blacking out momentarily. And when he did, this opportunist stuck her whole face, her whole tongue in his mouth. And so he went from struggling to blacking to struggling while he's trying to get this dog out of its mouth. And it was so funny that I laughed so hard that it made me have a horrible coughing fit and I fully peed my pants. So that was it. That's the scene we were. I can make no excuses for us anymore. Yeah. So, thanks, Nell, for the hilarity, I guess. I'm only saying that 'cause it wasn't me on the receiving end, but at any rate, we are both light years better and will continue to get better, so all good news. I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. You know how much I love Valentine's Day. And we missed it. We didn't get to celebrate together, you and I. So happy Valentine's Day. I do love you all very much and appreciate your influence and place in my life. So thank you, and I love you. Oh, I have a picture to show you. The funniest thing that I saw Zig doing yesterday. So that is a giant fox that Scott bought me for Valentine's Day. You know I love foxes. And Zig won't leave it alone. I had him sitting on the couch, and Zig keeps dragging him off the couch and laying on top of him, cuddling with him. It's really pissing Luca off because Luca loves him too and is constantly dragging him off the couch as well to fight him and flip those big ears around and stuff. But Zig just wants to cuddle him. So I walked into the living room yesterday afternoon, and this is what I found. Zigzag, snuggled up with the fox on top of his head. He's the one that put it there. Isn't that sweet? He is such a funny pig. He never ceases to entertain me. Fiona, she doesn't care about stuff like that. Yeah. She cares a whole lot more about blankies. It's all about blankies for her. But Zig, he loves a good pillow or stuffed animal. The problem is he will ruin them if he gets too much of a chance. Those tusks or something. Bob says EMT pet was trying to clear his airway, right? She was trying to save his life. That's right. Or just shock him into breathing, right? It worked. I mean, it totally worked. Yeah. Oh, well, let's get into Luminous. I'm going to share a link. I did publish earlier this morning, so you may have already received it. But I'm going to share a link here with you in case you want to follow along, but I'm going to pull this up on the screen anyway. Hi, Jean. Thank you. So much better. I even bought groceries yesterday. That was the first time I've gone into a store, like left the car other than going into one of my sister's houses in 2 weeks. But I managed Albertsons, so that's something. prefer Albertsons because it's a smaller store. It's a more expensive store, but they have the best meat and it's a smaller store. Because my other option is Walmart. Boo. Forever boo. Okay, new artwork. I realized Valentine's Day is over. Probably time to bounce all the hearts. So I did transition us into some new art. I called the magazine this week The Fire Within: Understanding the Solar Plexus Chakra, because that's what we're going to work on. I think it goes without saying that solar plexus work should be given some kind of preference all the time. I think that our society is not interested in your self-esteem. I think that our culture is not interested in you wielding your personal power. I think that so often it is, we are much easier to control. We are easier to keep into alignment, someone else's alignment, whether that is our society or our government or each other, our bosses, our employment, our relationships. If we don't have a healthy amount of personal power and self-esteem. But fuck that noise, right? That's not who we are. It's not who we inherently are. So I wanted to work on self-esteem, personal power, and confidence today because I think that we all need to remember who we are. You guys had Albertsons in Florida in the 80s? Really? Albertsons is from Idaho. The first Albertsons is in Boise. My kids still shop in it, believe it or not. Yeah. Now, Albertsons has been trying to sell to Kroger. They've had a huge brokerage going on, or attempt at one, for a while, but it sounds like that's been completely squelched due to competition rules, I think. Anyway, which I was glad for, because I don't want Kroger. I want Albertsons. But apparently, Albertsons doesn't want Albertsons. So, what do you say? But that's also where my pharmacy is. It was bougie back in the day. They still kind of are. Yeah. The ones like the fancy ones in Boise that are closer to their ho headquarters are the fanciest grocery stores I've ever been in. In fact, they have a wine tasting room and like kind of an event center type place and a coffee bar and all kinds of cool stuff. All right, let's get into it. The solar plexus, this is the chakra that's right above your belly button. It's usually yellow. And this is the seat of your personal power, confidence, and self-determination. It's also a representation of the sun. So it typically radiates a bold golden yellow energy. And it has a lot to do with our motivation, our willpower, and our self-worth. So a balanced solar plexus, it does help you feel to be unstoppable, able to take on challenges, able to be resilient, able to really step into your purpose. But an unbalanced solar plexus can really screw up your life in a lot of different ways. And there's a lot of reasons why your solar plexus could be unbalanced. And a lot of them are through absolutely no fault of your own and likely took place when you were a child and you maybe had absolutely no control over any of that. All we can do is work on it, which is a lot. So the chakra system, as we know, dates back thousands of years to ancient India. This was first mentioned in texts like the Vedas, used in tantric traditions. The solar plexus has been associated with the element of fire, with the sun. In yogic philosophy, Manipura, which is the Sanskrit name for the solar plexus, is known as the seat of personal identity. It's where you get your inner strength, confidence, and ability to take action. Signs of an imbalanced solar plexus. So, an overactive chakra, meaning it's too big, turns into kind of a black hole of need. You become overly controlling, aggressive, and power hungry. You might push too hard to prove yourself. An underactive chakra, you might struggle with low self-esteem, indecisiveness, or a fear of failure. It will also sometimes put you in a place of feeling like you can't move forward, like you're completely paralyzed, frozen, stuck. Physical symptoms could be digestive discomfort, bloating, fatigue, adrenal burnout. Many of you have experienced that. And those can all be linked to a weak or unbalanced solar plexus. If you are feeling stuck, insecure, or like your inner fire has dimmed, or if you feel like you've never really had much of an inner fire, this is a chakra to really work on to claim your personal power. Why might your solar plexus be suffering? Well, that can start with childhood. That could actually start with a baby that wasn't nurtured. That could start with a child that was bullied. That could start with challenges such as feeling unwanted or unloved. That could have to do with feeling inadequate to other people. Sometimes it has to do with parents who felt inadequate to other people. And experiencing that from a place of adopting your parents' insecurities. Unfortunately, that's pretty common. Something that parents, a gift parents give to their kids, unwittingly, usually unwillingly, but that may really affect how you feel about yourself. Sometimes it's due to abuse, abuse in childhood or abuse in adulthood. Sometimes it's because of health issues, physical issues, learning disabilities, things that are completely out of your control that society maybe doesn't like about you, that has really hit your confidence and your sense of self right in the guts. It's always interesting to me that there are some people who have very obvious physical markers, like for example, obesity, that are willing to put themselves on stages, on camera, well in front of the public, on airplanes, in places where people who are heavy typically get scorned and have more of a challenge, with a complete FU attitude, and they don't care what anybody thinks of them, and they manage it. Versus a lot of other heavy people who really stay on the sidelines and out of the spotlight because they aren't handling it and because their confidence isn't in a place where they can put themselves through that. And of course, that's not just that. I mean, I'm always completely dazzled when I see people with strong social media accounts that have things like facial burns or some other kind of very obvious physical situation that some people are definitely going to be cruel to them about without caring what other people think of them. Where does this confidence come from? Well, it comes from your solar plexus, it comes from within. Some people can go to a party full of people they don't know and just walk out with a pile of new friends, you know? They know how to talk to people. They know how to be friendly. They know how to interact in that way. Other people would either never put themselves in a situation like that in the first place because it's so painful, or may attend something like that and leave, or maybe early, maybe not, but leave feeling defeated, like they were completely invisible and they don't know why they even bothered to go, but also didn't engage with anybody else because they just couldn't. Is it all self-esteem and personal power? No, of course not. Some of it's just your personality. Some people aren't a big fan of people, right? But some of it is. Some of it is. So let's work on it. Let's work on the idea of strengthening the solar plexus for whatever reason you may have for your solar plexus to have been damaged. So some ways to work on your solar plexus. One is a solar plexus meditation, and I am providing you with one today, so we'll get to that. Breath work. Practicing the breath of fire. And I'm going to let you look up the breath of fire and find a great example to work on with it, if that sounds like something that would help you. Basically, the breath of fire is deep belly breathing, and that helps to activate the solar plexus and boost your energy levels. I decided not to try that with you today because deep belly breathing would probably just take me off the air. Too much breathing right now is really not. Where is that? Okay. Core strengthening yoga poses. This one is always really interesting to me. Yoga poses, but Tai Chi as well. Moving your body in certain ways with purpose is an amazing way to work on your chakras. So poses like the boat pose, warrior three, and the plank to help build physical and energetic strength in the solar plexus region are all really empowering to your solar plexus. Eat sun-colored foods. This used to make me laugh. My mom used to do that. This she would also wear the color of the chakra she was working on, and she had some glasses that were she had a whole set of glasses that were chakra colored, and she would wear that color when that's the chakra she was working on. So you'd go over to her house and she'd have these like yellow tinged sunglass type things on, and that's because she was working on her solar plexus. It's amazing how much that color therapy can help you. The key to it is to do it with purpose, right? So when you are eating specifically yellow foods like bananas, pineapple, corn, turmeric, lemons, that you are doing that with intention. I am eating this thing to help match the energy of my solar plexus, to help raise the energy of my solar plexus, to help bring me into balance, to help strengthen my core strength, things like that. So wearing the clothes, eating the food, hell, wearing the sunglasses if you can get them, do it with intention. And that really helps to steer your spirit towards what you're working on. Affirmations for confidence. Speak power empowering statements like, I am strong, capable, and confident. I trust myself and my decisions. I step into my personal power with courage. Sunlight therapy. This is a big one, and especially for those of us that live in such dark places, gloomy places in the winter, not getting enough time with the sun is hard on your physical and your emotional and spiritual bodies. So soak up the sun when you can. Even if that just means you take a little drive or you at least open the blinds. Even if it's too cold to really be out, find a way to get some sun in your face. The solar plexus chakra thrives on warmth and light. Essential oils and crystals. Scents like lemon, ginger, and black pepper help to activate the solar plexus. Crystals such as citrine, tiger's eye, and yellow jasper are great companions. Take bold action. This is a bigger one, right? This chakra thrives when you set a goal out of your comfort zone. Set a small goal that challenges you, whether it's speaking up, trying something new, or making a decision without second-guessing yourself. It doesn't have to be huge things. You don't have to go bungee jumping to prove that you're a badass, unless you want to. It's small things. It's willing yourself to make eye contact with other adults at the grocery store, or to say something kind or complimentary to the person checking you out, or to say hello to your neighbor while you pass them on the stairs, or whatever it is. This does not have to be big things. It is small things. Maybe it's making the phone call you've been putting off for a while now, or sending that email. Maybe it's something bigger. Maybe it is something bigger that you want to do. Maybe you're going to go join Cheermasters and learn how to give a decent speech. Maybe you're going to finally put that little manuscript you wrote into ebook form and publish it and share it. Maybe you're going to start a blog. Maybe you're just going to write a post on social media that's significant to you, regardless of what anybody else thinks. Again, this is up to you. You know what's under your skin. You know what it is that you wish you were doing differently. Oh, you do it. And then celebrate it. Give yourself some credit. A balanced solar plexus chakra means standing tall in your truth, making decisions with confidence, and moving through life with a deep sense of self-trust. Listen, you are going to screw up. You are going to make decisions that you regret. You are going to find yourself in positions you wish you weren't in. Some of that will be through every fault of your own, but most of it will probably not be through any fault of your own. It doesn't have to destroy your confidence, though. This is more about being resilient. It's more about being fair and honest with yourself. And it's about being willing to try again tomorrow. I know these aren't always easy topics. I know that we all have something burning in us that hurts every time we think about it. I know we all have regrets. We've all said things. We've all done things. We have all failed in ways that we wish we had not. That's human nature. That's just a part of living. But I think there's a lot to be said for people who can give themselves permission to move on from it and try again tomorrow versus people who stay stuck for a long time in that spot. And listen, maybe you're gonna. Maybe it's just a part of your process. I'm not judging you in any way. However, I want to see you thrive. I want to see you give yourself permission to breathe air and take up space and be here. That's what I want. I want you to feel like you can be as bright and bold in the world as you want to be, without the limitations of a low solar plexus, of poor self-esteem, of too much harsh judgment on yourself. That's what I want for you. Kelly's blog carries on with week two on her transgender shows. And if you remember the first one, it was absolutely excellent. And now she's moved on to her second one. Ooh, excuse me. It's my greatest wish to not cough in your ear, but I might. This is Transgender History Part 2, and it is excellent. I absolutely love it. A strong reminder that transgender people have always been here, and they will always be here, whether we try to erase them from existence or not. Very disappointed to see any mention of transgender people being erased from Stonewall, the Stonewall Monument. Okay, my tip this week is a solar plexus chakra meditation for confidence and self-esteem. Don't worry, we're going to do it here on the show as soon as we're done here with Luminous. So you're going to get a piece of that. But you can also find this by following this link as well if you want to do it later or if you want to do it every day for a while. And it might not be a bad idea. Christy's energy exercise this week is her white light shower. This is such a good one for times when you just need to shake off everybody else's stuff and move on. When you just need to clear the shit, this is a great meditation for that. It's super quick too, and it's just a skill that you can use anytime. I mean, lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. You know that never changes. Jamie's got a brand new video about what's coming this week in Celestial Wisdom, so be sure and check that out. Over at Planet Meditation, got lots of different meditations over there. And this one will go there eventually as well, the one we do today. And there you go. So that's Luminous. Hopefully you got something out of that that's helpful to you. And so I think let's move on to our meditation. So this is simple. All you have to do is relax. It's only 6.5 minutes long, so not super long, but long enough to help work on that chakra and help work on your own personal power and confidence and self-esteem. So, relax. Get yourself into a spot here, if you can, where you can just take part in this meditation and let yourself slip away for a few minutes. Now, here we go. Take a moment to find a comfortable position. You may sit with your spine tall or lie down if that feels best for you. Gently close your eyes and bring your awareness inward. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. Again, inhale deeply, filling your belly with air, and exhale, releasing any tension. One more time. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, let your body soften and relax. Now, bring your attention to the area just above your navel, your solar plexus chakra, the center of your confidence, strength, and personal power. Imagine a warm golden light beginning to glow in this space. This light is bright, radiant, and full of energy, just like the sun. With each breath in, this golden light grows stronger, expanding outward, filling your entire abdomen with warmth and vitality. With each exhale, any self-doubt, insecurity, or fear melts away, dissolving into the air. Breathe in strength, breathe out hesitation. Breathe in confidence, breathe out self-doubt. Breathe in personal power, breathe out limiting beliefs. Now, as this golden energy continues to expand, repeat these affirmations either silently, in your mind, or aloud. I am strong, capable, and confident. I trust myself and my decisions. I embrace my personal power with courage and grace. I stand tall in my truth. I am worthy of success and happiness. With each repetition, feel these words becoming part of you, integrating into your being. Now, visualize yourself standing in a powerful, confident stance. See yourself radiating strength, moving through the world with ease and self-assurance. Perhaps you picture yourself achieving a goal, speaking your truth, or stepping into a moment of bravery.
See it clearly. Feel it deeply. Know that this power already exists within you. Now, slowly begin to bring your awareness back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, gently open your eyes. Carry this confidence with you as you move throughout your day. You are powerful. You are radiant. And you are enough, exactly as you are.
Okay, so stretch a little bit, keep moving yourself. That's some pretty good out-of-body work, but that's a great meditation to work on your solar plexus, and it's one that you might choose to do for a while, or maybe just kind of put on rotation with some of the other meditations that you like so that you can do it maybe once a week or whatever. It's not even quite 7 minutes long. You have 7 minutes. I know you do. Because I know that we all say we don't have time for things, and we're just flat out lying. So I know you do. I do. You're welcome, Pamela. So that's what I've got today. Do you guys, I would be absolutely down for some reading requests if there's anything I can do. Readings or healings. And I think we probably will make it a shorter show today, just out of consideration for my energy level. But I am more than happy to do any readings if anybody has anything that's eaten a hole in them. I'd love to work on that with you. Sherry said earlier that there are no groceries where she's at. She said it's snowing and everyone is home and schools are closed and people are just buying out the grocery store. You know, luckily that doesn't really happen so much here. I mean, our schools do close sometimes for weather, but we're more used to it, I think. I think. We'll see. I don't know. We all know how people reacted with the toilet paper situation, so. Are any of us conditioned to not be complete animals? I don't know. Usually, though, we do pretty good. But we've been pretty snowy over the course of the weekend. Of course, this seems to happen in the winter. It can be really mild here until my kids are coming home from school for some reason. And then, by God, every time we'll get snow. It's just kind of like clockwork. But luckily, they kind of got here in between storms and were able to leave in between storms and have no trouble on the roads. But, you know, as a mother, my never-ending worry over my children driving is probably just something I'm stuck with, you know. It's okay. I'll live with it. But it's been wild. Pamela said they've had a very bitter, cold, and snowy, windy weather winter where she's at. And I'm sorry for that, because I know your body doesn't like that. It really hasn't been bad here, honestly. I mean, we've got some snow, but Scott finally did start the four-wheeler up yesterday and push snow, which is, I think, the first time he's pushed snow this whole winter. Maybe he pushed it one other time. Hasn't been a lot. Just hasn't been a lot at all. Which, I mean, it does make me nervous because By this time of year in the mountains now, we should have several feet of snow, and I don't believe that we do. Yeah. Suzanne said she would love some healing for her husband and herself. Progress seems a bit slow. You betcha. I'm going to tune into you, and I'm going to tune into him through you and just work on you both at the same time. So I'm going to start at your feet and just start clearing away any sludge, cords, psychic debris, that kind of stuff. It could be slowing progress. And just really work on balancing your chakras while I go. Okay, working up through the sacral into the solar plexus area. And up into the heart. Pulling a few cords out of the high heart. Balancing your throat. Releasing some pressure, Suzanne, from your jaw and up the back of your head. Then third eye and crown. I'm just double checking my work to make sure that everybody's energy is flowing the way it should. I want to see energy in your root. I want to see a good burst come up through your left foot, clear to the top of your head and down the right side and back down into the earth. He has an interruption in his root chakra, so I'm just working on that. This is lower leg stuff. So vital that that root chakra is doing what it's supposed to, because if it isn't, you end up getting too much energy in your crown, and that is dizzying. Can really cause some anxiety and depression and overthinking and inability to focus. It sucks. Okay, that is a ton better. Okay, good. I'm just going to put some really good light around both of you. I'm going to call in the ethereal qualities of a Herkimer diamond. I'm going to put a Herkimer diamond in both of your crown chakras to just lift and raise up your physical energy as well. Okay, that is done, my friend. Okay, I'm going to jump into the other chat here quickly. Okay. Mary said she's here to reset. She said 1 month ago she found out while she was on vacation that her daughter, her adult daughter, has T cell lymphoblastic lymphoma. She said, "My whole body, heart, and soul are out of whack, and I just need to listen and feel the love and healing." Mary, we love you, and I am so very sorry to hear this. And I think everyone would be happy to join me in sending some extra love and healing to you and to your daughter as well. Okay. Well, guys, I think I'm going to call it right here. You're so welcome, my friend. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to call it here, I think, for today. Maybe next week we'll be back to a whole show. But for this week, I think that's enough for me. But I'm very, very glad to be back. I appreciate you guys for joining me. Don't forget, of course, that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com, and you can find me over there every day doing readings and healings. If you head over there and I'm not there and you wanted to speak with me, just do a callback request or a scheduled call. Then I'll get a text that lets me know that somebody's waiting for me, and I'll get to a spot where I can talk to you as soon as I can. And a lot of times if I'm not available on voice, I'll still be on chat. So you can always take advantage of that as well. But if you need to speak rather than chat, that's okay. We can do that too. Just let me know. Thank you all so much for being here. Please take great care of yourselves. You're worth it. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.